the rosy picture that you are painting is making my blood boil. My policy.
Luckily, that's covered under the ACA, Jenny.
Well, yes, yes, we can hope, because I'm going to need a lot of mental health treatment after this. The subpar plan that you love to say was not subpar. It was quite sufficient. It more than adequately helped my family of five. As a result of this Affordable Care Act, I will no longer be able to have my lower deductible. My deductible goes up to $6,000 in this bronze plan. So I will not be able to go to the doctor whenever I don't feel so well, like you described for medical assistance patients, because I can't afford the constant out-of-pocket expenses to reach that $6,000 individual and the $12,000 family deductible. You hear about the premiums? Well, my premiums will go up between $300 and $400 per month. I am just above the level for premium support. I cannot afford this kind of increase. So our family is in such a dilemma, we don't know whether or not we can even have any health insurance. And for those with medical assistance, those clinics, I'm in the healthcare industry, in the business, so I know what I'm talking about. These clinics are not very good, okay? The quality of health is not good. The continuity of care is not there. If you have 5-6 hours to spend waiting, fine. You'll get your minimal care. But just because you have a card doesn't mean you have quality care. And I'm tired of hearing about, oh, all these people will have care they never once had. Did you ever think about the decreased number of doctors that are going to participate in this monstrosity?
Thank you, Jenny. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the call also. I don't think there are any plans in the Affordable Care Act with $6,000 deductibles. And if you have a problem with what you think is available or not, I suggest you call the 211 number or get a hold of your local navigators. I'm not sure where you live, but there are navigators and connectors who can help you get what you are eligible for under the Affordable Care Act. There must be some confusion. There's no plan available under the Affordable Care Act with a $6,000 deductible.
I don't know the specifics, but you're seeing people that had plans that worked for them. The premiums have gone up exponentially. And my problem with this, Vinny, I'm not questioning the I take that back. At the federal level, I do question the intentions of this. I think this had little.
But you're
to
not
nothing.
Questioning mine.
I'm not questioning yours. I'm not questioning a lot of the politicians at the state level. Okay, at the federal level, I'm sorry. I look at this as a hostile takeover of 20% of the American economy, massive regulation, massive taxes, massive pork built into these 3,000 pages. So I'm sorry. I think that this whole thing was sold a little disingenuous. Okay, but I find it offensive that a politician in a distant capital knows better how I should run my life and my family than I know myself. And I think that's the frustration that you're seeing right now, where from a regulation standpoint, our politicians are getting so intertwined into every aspect of our life, Vinny. And again, I hear you on the shared sacrifice, on the cost of smoking and drinking and blah, blah. But I mean, you know, at what point does somebody have the right to run their own life? I don't want to get into an Agenda 21 thing here, but come on, man. I mean, honestly. And now you have politicians that are telling Americans that, by the way, we're doing the right thing. We can talk about people that don't have the means to provide or to acquire insurance. We can talk about people with pre-existing conditions. Look, healthcare system is broken. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. But the people that are getting hurt right now are those that were doing the right thing.
Well, look, this plan is going to benefit all of us, just like the one in Massachusetts did. And what people need to understand is one of the big problems with people in these individual market plans is, unfortunately, they weren't able to go onto the website and find out what is available under the new plan that's good for them. And that's one of the reasons President Obama had this allowed this delay. So that when I believe that when people are able to look onto the website and figure out what is out there for them, they are going to be better off. Many of them will have subsidies. Many of them will have plans without the high deductibles, so that they can really get the health care they need. The way that you made the point that we both agree on, prior to the Affordable Care Act, the healthcare system was broken. People were denied because of pre-existing conditions. People weren't getting healthcare. We are putting together a system now that will address those.
No, we're not. And we could have dealt with the uninsured and the uninsurable, Benny. We could have done that. We could have dealt with tort reform. We could have dealt with the cost of healthcare. We could have dealt with that. But socializing the entire healthcare system, which backdoor is what this is, via regulation, via taxes, via an abusive IRS. I mean, we can get into semantics on what is socialism. This is backdoor nationalized health care.
The people who support that would deny this. Amongst the biggest opponents of the Affordable Care Act,
I'm sure
are the people
they will.
Who want
and I am incredibly
nationalized health care.
I'm incredibly thankful for the president, okay, for waving his trident in the air and delaying this thing a couple of weeks. God bless you, kind sir. Thank you.